Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, what if location data is the future of marketing and advertising? How much are you utilizing location data to get a fuller picture of your customer and the customer journey?
After all, with the mobile internet penetration of 45% and a heavy usage of apps among younger generations, Asia is the forefront of the location data-powered app economy.
Today, we speak to Tyler Simmons, Managing Director, APEC at Foursquare, to get his insights on how location data and even point of interest data can be utilized to create smarter cities. Foursquare is a location data and intelligence company. Tyler, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So for the neophytes, what is location data, obviously, and how has it evolved and improved over the past few years?
Absolutely. So location data is many different things, actually. At its base, it is a collection of latitude and longitude signals that can be associated with a person, a phone, a place of interest. But that's the real raw form of what location is. It's signals. And then point
of person if they don't have a phone?
It wouldn't be a person. It would be tied to some sort of device that has a receiver.
Right. Mm. Okay.
So some way for generally a mobile phone to receive a lat-long signal from satellites up above and triangulate a location. So that's the very raw form of location data. What point of interest data is really the contextualization of that data. If you were to look at a map, say a Google map or your Grab app or whatever the app is, and you just saw a collection of numbers on there, you wouldn't know what's your office, what's your home, what's the restaurant you want to go to. And so point of interest data is actually the contextualization of those location signals.
Well, Tyler, it really sounds kind of technical and sophisticated already. How much more sophisticated it is set to become?
So the data components themselves don't actually change that much. It's really how companies are using them. So how apps are using the ability to take location and give contextualized messaging, or how services are understanding the places that people go, the places that people care about, and serving them content, serving them opportunities to engage, whether it's with an app, booking a ride, ordering food, or with an advertisement and saying, hey, we know that you go play basketball at OCBC Arena. We're going to serve you an ad for some basketball sneakers. And so really brands giving developers the opportunity to leverage location data in creative ways. That's really where Foursquare is focused, and that's where the industry is continually evolving.
If I may play devil's advocate, though, Tyler, it's all sounding a bit invasive, though. So, for example, if we use that I go play basketball example, I already have a pair of sneakers. I really don't need more. But then something else might come up, sort of like where you can get a sports drink, for example. And it all sounds, for some, maybe a bit creepy.
So there's definitely a creep factor to location that's unavoidable. And that's kind of been the reality of digital marketing and digital data forever. You think about a website experience, there's all kinds of pixels on websites to see where you go and what you do. I think it's really up to the industry to use the data in smart ways.
Anecdotally, though, that's a bugbear of mine. Yeah. I've already bought my black shoes. I don't need more ads telling me where else I can get more black shoes.
No question. Yeah. And I think a lot of that comes down to smarter advertising. Whether it's targeted or not, there are going to be advertisers and there are going to be marketers who think of it as a blunt instrument, serve the ad in front of you again and again and again, and hopefully you buy without thinking, oh, you know what, you may already own this. And others who think of, hey, you know what, maybe it's not just ads, maybe it's an actual experience that is enhanced by you being in this place.
Okay.
And so for the user, it becomes a better experience versus an ad in your face.
Okay, maybe you could talk us through how else can location data, I mean, particularly point of interest, otherwise known as POI data, help merge with other types of data to provide a fuller picture of the customer and the customer journey?
Singapore is a great example of a dense urban city with lots of different places that people might go throughout their day, whether it be a mall or somewhere within a mall. For brands looking to get a better understanding of their customers in smart ways without being creepy, understanding someone who goes to Starbucks versus someone who goes to Toastbox, that's a different customer set. Someone who likes a more Western style coffee, someone who likes a more local Singaporean style coffee.
Yeah.
And that can influence what you you know about that person, what you put in front of that person.
Okay, so what are the hidden ways then location data help us on a daily basis that might already and we don't know about? And how do companies in Singapore and Asia then can use location and POI data better?
So that's a fantastic question. And I think what makes mobile phones so powerful is their ability to tie a person to location data, not in a tracking way, but just in a functionality way. Everyone has their own phone. It's a very personal device, and it's in your pocket all the time. And so when you think of ways that you're using location data today, it could be calling the Grab to go home at the end of the day. Grab needs to know where your phone is for the pickup, where the driver's phone is for the pickup, where you are going to, the name of that place. All these different data points are actually location data that enable you in a very seamless, almost thoughtless way to get home very easily. Mm-hmm. And so that's the very practical use. I think mobility is probably the best example of that. But there are many, many other ways in social media and ordering food, in advertising, and all these different areas where it's really just sitting there. People don't necessarily think about it.
You're tuned to Money FM 89.3. We're talking to Tyler Simmons, Managing Director, APAC at Foursquare. Well, with the onset of the Internet of Things, I mean, 5G and other technologies as well, where do you see location data moving in the future?
So the big focus for people who talk about 5G and who think about the future of 5G is the connectivity of everything. It is your television, your glasses, your watch.
Pet feeder.
Really everything being connected to the internet and really to each other. And so when you think of how location plays into that, it is these devices that are now all connected and all connected in instantaneous connectivity, being able to talk to each other and understand where they are. And so it's the example that I've heard many times where, you know, say you have a Samsung fridge and a Samsung watch and a Samsung phone and Samsung glasses, and you finish going on a run where your glasses are telling you how far you went, and then your watch pings you to say, hey, don't forget to pick up groceries, and then your fridge talks to your phone to say, get milk. I mean, that's not that far off. And
okay.
it's all these devices understanding where you are.
Okay.
On one hand is kind of terrifying, and on the other hand, it's really incredibly functional to make your life easier.
We know Foursquare's journeyed from a mobile check-in company to an enterprise location data firm. It's got lots of growth plans in Asia, I'm sure. Maybe give us some examples of how you work with, say, advertisers, social media, apps, and even the Singapore government.
Yeah, absolutely. So we work across all those different areas, both in Asia as well as in the U.S. where we're headquartered. On the social front in Asia, Line and WeChat, two of the biggest messaging services in the world and specifically in Asia, both of them actually use us to tag location. So if you're using one of those services and you're sharing location with a friend or you're tagging a photo, that actually calls our service, maps the location of that item to a point of interest, and returns that within the service. So Twitter is doing similar stuff on their service with our data. That's more on the social front. On the advertising front, this past May, acquired a company called Placed that does foot traffic measurement. Mm-hmm. So if a restaurant chain serves ads, they want to know how many ads that drove into the store. So think, you see an ad for Subway. Did that ad actually buy you, drive you to buy to go into the store?
How do you tag that? How do you measure that?
So the way that works, in the moment, that's only live in the U.S., but we're looking at international expansion in 2020. The way it works is we have a panel of devices that are enabled with tracking technology on them and in very privacy-friendly, transparent ways. So we're very, very conscious of privacy and being above board on that. But once we have phones, whether they are Foursquare app users or users of other services that have our technology within them, we are able to track the places that people go. And so we're able to say, these devices saw an advertisement, because there's trackability and continuity between a user device ad ID. So it's a resettable ID through an Apple device or an Android device. But we map that user on this anonymous ID, and we say, all right, well, we saw effectively visit Lyft. So we look at a control exposed panel, and we're able to measure that the group that saw the Subway ads went to the Subway at a higher rate than the group that didn't see the Subway ads.
Okay.
And so the brand can associate ROI on that.
Does it need to be tracked, say, with within a certain amount of time. So you saw the ad 10 minutes ago and then you went, oh, that's a tick. Is that a criteria?
Yeah, I mean, for our business, we typically look at time-based visit. I think the window is generally 4 days.
Okay. 4 days. Okay.
You know, if someone sees an ad 30 days ago, they're likely not going to go. That's not associated with the ad, but there is a grace period. But yeah, so that is a growing area of marketing and advertising and analytics. Mm-hmm. And we also work with, as that business is mostly focused in the U.S., in this market, we work with a number of different companies. One is Quadrant Audiences. Mm. So they are a data collector and a data processor, and they've done a really, really great job building a scalable audience, and they needed contextualization for the location data they have. Mm-hmm. And so they look to us to actually provide them with point of interest data to help make sense of that Starbucks drinker versus Toastbox drinker and all that other data. So they've really come on the scene in Singapore, focused on servicing really all of Asia, mainly focused on Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Singapore is obviously, we set a mission to become a smart city. So can you talk us through how can location and POI data help to create smarter cities?
So a simple example of that is actually our partnership with the SLA. So they have an app called One Map, and it provides basically just a map of Singapore. But the problem is that the Singaporean government doesn't have commercial venues. And so they know the plots of land, but they don't necessarily know what businesses or at what places.
Oh, so they might know it as plot 53.
Exactly.
Okay.
The Singapore map is perfect. Understandably, the commercial data underneath is not there. Mm. And so we partnered with the SLA to provide users of their One Map service, a way to actually get food recommendations and coffee recommendations. So the app actually becomes more useful to their users. Mm-hmm. And so when you think of smart cities and you scale that out, really understanding with all of the point of interest data, not only government approved, but also commercial, residential, if you can know what's around you, you're going to be better able to try automated driving or plot, electric charging stations for cars. One Map also works with a company that does 3D imaging. Mm-hmm. So you're able to actually see a VR view of what's around you. Mm. So all of that is different forms of location data and helps make the infrastructure, the mobility, the support system for Singaporean residents and citizens much more effective.
How accessible, though, are your solutions, for example, for smaller companies, SMEs?
So we work with companies big and small. We have actually launched a few different services to help more startup-sized companies with our developer tools offering. So accessing our POI database, you can actually go to developer.foursquare.com and sign up for a pay-as-you-go license. And you're able to access our point of interest APIs, basically the system that allows you to pull our data into your app or into your service. And it's very simple, straightforward, affordable, and really built to help those smaller companies that either are starting to grow or maybe just don't have a huge user base, and so they don't want to commit to a big license.
Tyler Simmons, Managing Director for APEC at Foursquare. Thanks for joining us today, Tyler.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.